This is All About Books on NET Radio. I'm your host, Pat Leach, director of Lincoln City Libraries. I picked up the novel titled Less by Andrew Sean Greer because it's on this year's American Library Association Notable Books list. About the time I took it home, I learned that it had won the Pulitzer Prize for Fiction for 2018. It's the story of a man named Arthur Less. Arthur is a gay man, an author, nearing 50, whose former boyfriend is about to marry another man. Arthur realizes he cannot bring himself to attend the wedding. And so he decides to make a long and varied international trip, accepting many of the various invitations he's received to conduct writing workshops or join in panel discussions around the world. In the first half of the book, Arthur comes across as clueless and hapless. His previous long-term relationship was with an older man, a wonderful writer whose skill served to reinforce Arthur's doubts about his own writing talent. That his most recent boyfriend left him to marry someone else embarrasses him. His own impending 50th birthday worries him. The book opens with a scene that led me to see Arthur as much older than he was. He sits in a hotel lobby waiting for the young woman who is to conduct him to a literary conversation on stage. The clock he is facing has stopped, so he doesn't realize that his ride is growing late. She has the mistaken impression that the rider she seeks is a woman. Once they find each other, they barely make it to the stage on time. Arthur's experience then in Germany is typical of this section, where he's taken under the wing of a student who becomes his lover. Arthur is convinced that his own German is excellent, having received a good deal of instruction as a young man. Even though his German friends make clear that his German is quite confusing, it still comes across as charming. His students there seem to love the class he throws together, based often on rearranging the words of text. They refer to him as Peter Pan, identifying the odd but compelling thing about him, that even though he's approaching 50, he seems boyish. Eventually, I became impatient with this first part of the book, even though Andrew Sean Greer writes some hilarious scenes. It felt like a trope, a too well-worn route, this gay white man nearing 50 with doubts about his talent and his lovability, moving from one situation to another, where he seems to land smack dab in the middle of something, then relies on others to get him out, never figuring out how to be the master of his own calendar and suitcase. But then, something shifted in the book about two-thirds of the way through. Arthur engages in conversations with other adults about things that matter to them. The older man who was his partner for so long contacts Arthur because he is nearing death. As noted, this book won the Pulitzer Prize for Fiction for Andrew Sean Greer in April of 2018. Many reviewers point to Greer's art in writing a hilarious sentence, scene, or quip. The reviews that came out earlier on its publication were somewhat mixed. Many of them pointed to Greer's capabilities, but felt that somehow the book never quite took off, or that Greer's cleverness stayed in the shallow end of the pool. Writing about a writer can be a tricky business, in that it can seem self-centered and self-serving. In the case of this book, there's even a scene where a writer wins the Pulitzer Prize. In this case, the winner is Arthur Less's long-ago longtime partner. Here is Greer's description of the celebration party for that. A party was called for, of course, and the old gang all came back together, piled into the shack on the Vulcan steps, and patted Robert on the back. Less had never seen him so bashful with his pals, so obviously delighted and proud. Ross went right up to him, and Robert bowed his head, leaning into the tall, Lincoln-esque writer, and Ross rubbed his scalp as if for good luck, or, more probably, as if they had done this when they were young. They laughed and talked about it ceaselessly, what they were like when they were young, which baffled Less because they seemed just the same age as when he met them. Later in the party, Arthur encounters another successful writer. "I hear you've taken up writing too, Arthur," she said in her scratchy voice. She took his glass of wine and sipped from it, then handed it back to him, her eyes full of devilry. "Here's my only advice. Don't win one of those prizes." She herself had won several, of course. She was in the Wharton Anthology of Poetry, which meant she was immortal, like Athena coming down to advise young Telemachus. You win a prize, and it's all over. You lecture for the rest of your life, but you never write again. She tapped a nail on his chest. Don't win one. Then she kissed him on the cheek. All along in this story, Arthur ponders the book he is writing, knowing that something is not quite right with it. In the course of his international journey, his conversations with a friend lead to a breakthrough regarding its structure, and as expected, that breakthrough lights a path for Arthur's own life. Arthur's mind returns to her questions and advice. As Greer writes here, what would she tell him? More likable. Make your character more likable. That's what everyone's saying. Nobody cares what this character suffers. But how do you do it? It's like making oneself more likable. And at 50, Les muses drowsily, you're as likable as you're going to get. I'm reminded of a piece of writing advice that author Shirley Jackson gave her daughter. Every time you use a fancy word, your reader is going to turn his head to look at it going by, and sometimes he may not turn his head back again. I sense this sometimes happening as a pattern with Greer's fancy scenes of Arthur Less. The story is told by an unnamed narrator who refers to himself from time to time, reminding the reader to wonder who he is. At the end, his identity is revealed, and I can't quite decide if this was genius or silly. But in the end, I came to admire this story. When early on I tired of Arthur Less's mishaps and craved at least a little depth, Greer provided that, but he didn't give up his easy touch when doing so. In interviews, Greer described how this book about self-doubt and the fear of aging started off deep and serious, and it didn't work. When he switched courses and made it funny, it began to hum and finally to sing. I agree with the observers who note that comedy doesn't get the respect it deserves, and this may explain the tension I sensed as I read the book. It was funny, but is funny enough? In this book, Andrew Sean Greer shows how to laugh all the way to the Pulitzer Prize. The book is Less by Andrew Sean Greer. You've been listening to All About Books on NET Radio. Podcasts of this and other programs are available online when you visit netnebraska.org/radio. For All About Books, I'm Pat Leach.